This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Amanda Bowman. She's the CEO of Atlantic Bridge, which is an organization emphasizing and trying to strengthen what they call the special relationship between the United States and the United Kingdom. It's an organization founded by current British Defense Secretary Liam Fox. We want to get Ms. Bowman's thoughts today as the British government deals with what many consider to be one of the most serious terrorism threats since 9/11, as a series of threats have suggested there may be Mumbai-style attacks in different cities across Europe in the coming days and weeks. And Amanda, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg. And I think the good news in this is that this was discovered as a result of the drone attacks in Pakistan a week or so ago. I think there is some encouragement to be taken from the fact that a couple of people involved in that plot were killed. So hopefully we're in less danger now than we were before that. But it is a really difficult situation, and one can wonder why people, you know, bother to issue these alerts when there's not very much action that can be taken other than vigilance. It serves as a good reminder of the dangerous world that we live in, and just because no attacks have been successful recently, since I guess the Mumbai was the last successful attack 2 years ago, it doesn't mean that there isn't a clear and present danger from these bad actors.
Amanda, of course, ever since 9/11, there have been terrorist attacks in Europe, the Madrid train bombings, of course, the 7/7 train bombings in Britain. As you fly back and forth between the United States and Britain, do you sense a significant difference in the level of vigilance on the two sides of the Atlantic, or is it still very high on both sides?
I think it's very high on both sides. And actually, I think the untold story is, despite the different sort of political differences since 9/11 across Europe, the cooperation, international cooperation on the security and intelligence has been remarkable and very close. And, you know, the good guys are really working closely together. You haven't got that sort of silo effect that was highlighted in the pre-9/11 situation, in the 9/11 reports. And, you know, they're very, very close. The Germans, the French, the Brits, and our own intelligence agencies work very closely together. And that's the really good news here. But the problem is that one is not ever completely safe, and you never know where these things are going to strike. But I think that the Americans and British people alike say you've got to get on with your life, and that's what they're doing.
One of the things we've talked about and certainly heard about ever since news of this plot emerged last week, Amanda, is that this was not the typical type of terrorist attack. As we mentioned, it's more like Mumbai, but not just in the tactics, in that also that it came out of cells grown up from inside urban areas. What have you heard from this administration, and what's your own sense of inside urban areas in Britain, just how big of a problem these radical Islamist cells are?
Well, you could actually say in some ways the radical cells in Britain are a bigger problem than they are in the United States, because there are more of them, and they are widespread, and one could make a case for the fact that they're much, much more dangerous than our own, because they're really more isolated. But they do exist. The intelligence community has been watching and penetrating them with a good deal of success. I think that's the greatest danger that we face today. It's highly unlikely, if we were to have another attack, that it would be Saudis or foreigners. It's much more likely to be even American citizens or British citizens, discontented British citizens, Islamic citizens. So that's a new development. I mean, comparatively new in the last few years, is the growth of the cells within the countries themselves.
Amanda, how much of this do you think is a result of the increasing permissibility, especially in the UK, of Sharia law? We've had that debate a little bit here in the U.S. as it relates to the proposed Islamic Center near Ground Zero. But in terms of the rise of these radical cells, particularly in the U.K., how much do you think the accepting of Sharia law has played into that?
Well, I think to the extent that you abdicate your sense of sovereignty. A country abdicates its sovereignty and has the expectation of its citizens that they should adapt to the practices of those immigrating to their country rather than expect immigrants to adapt to their own practices of the country that they're adopting, you're making a big mistake, and you really create the circumstances that make these acts of terror easier. And I think it's very regrettable, and which is, I think, really the part of people's concerns and fears about the Ground Zero mosque was around that. We expect people who come to live in the United States to adopt American ways. We don't really ask Americans to adopt the ways of their immigrants, and that's the great strength of the country. One of the reasons that you've got these cells flourishing in the UK and in France and in Germany is that they haven't been so successful in making immigrants to adapt to our way of life and our values.
Amanda, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thank you very much for being with us again.
Thank you.
Amanda Bowman is CEO of Atlantic Bridge. It's an organization strengthening and building on the special relationship, as the group sees it, between the United States and the United Kingdom. The group is founded by current United Kingdom Defense Minister Liam Fox. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.